It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron is the man. That's the park ranger. That Mayo Park. Good morning, LeBron.
Good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, I know y'all have been extremely busy down at Mayo Park, but how's the fishing?
Rob, well, fishing, you know, this time of year, it's a little more difficult, you know, than it is in the earlier part of the year. When I say early part of the year, like March, April, and May. March and April, as far as bass fishing and crappie fishing, you know, you can go out there and catch them a lot easier than you can this time of year because of the spawn. But this time of year, you know, it's a little tight, a little difficult. You still can go out there and catch fish and go out there today, have a good day, and go out there tomorrow, you act like your first day fishing. So fishing is fishing out there, Rob, this time of year. But needless to say, it's fishing. And I always say that, you know, a bad day of fishing beats any day at work.
There you go.
It's definitely fishing, Rob.
Well, now, LeBron, what else have you got going on down at Mayo Park?
Well, Rob, you know, it's always Mayo Park. You know, for the past couple years, we've been very busy out there with as far as camping, as far as boat rentals, as far as anything going on with Mayo. I do encourage you, if you're into camping, please, you know, start making reservations, because we do book up quick, Rob. About every weekend this year, man, we have been 100% full. I know this past weekend, I think we only had, what, two or three camping spots open out the whole campground, so we are filling up quick. And if you've never been to Mayo, I had two different newcomers out there this week that said they always camp somewhere else, but they're going to start camping at Mayo, or one of their first times ever even riding out there, and they're local. So
they must have liked what they saw.
They definitely liked what they saw. They called and asked about a reservation. You know, I was telling them about the sites that we had open. I said, they told me they lived in Timberlake. This was on Saturday. I said, I tell you what, come out on Sunday and just look at the sites. And they were very pleased. And they ended up booking two sites for the Labor Day weekend. So we was very happy, you know, to get some newcomers in. It's always good to get new faces in there, a good new faces. So, but we are open. Start making reservations for that, Rob. We do have horseshoe pits out there. We have canoes, kayaks, and paddle wars for rent as well.
336-597-7806 is the phone number to Mayo Park, or you can log on to PersonCountyNC.gov and click on the Mayo portion of the website for more information. There at Mayo Park, they have horseshoe pits, a nature trail, a disc golf course. As LeBron mentioned, they have canoes, paddle boards, and kayaks available for rent. Also, there at Mayo Park, they have playground equipment, modern bathroom facilities, cabins available for rent, as well as tent sites. Also, picnic shelters can be used free of charge. Now, if you want to use one, say, for a particular day and or a particular time, you can reserve it. It's like $25, isn't it, LeBron?
$25 for a four-hour rental, or $50 for the day. So, yes.
And that means that they will reserve it and hold it for you. But
that's correct.
Most of the times for the picnic shelters, it's first come, first serve. So just bear that in mind. Something else there at Mayo Park, you will find a friendly staff. They rent out the Education and Environment Building, 1013 Neal Store Road is the address, and you can also rent the amphitheater. So if you're thinking about a wedding or maybe a family reunion, hey, you know what? Outside under the amphitheater and the beautiful lawn down there at Mayo Park, you can't go wrong. 336-597-7806. And if you've never been to Mayo Park, take a few minutes to go down and check it out. We believe that you will be pleasantly surprised. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, let's talk a little bit about athletics. Understand that it's Little League baseball, basketball, and lots going on, correct?
Rob, that is correct. You know, even though it's, you know, we're finishing up the season, you know, we're finishing up all types of season. We go one season to another, Rob, is what I'm trying to say. So, with that being said, we do have a fall baseball season coming up. So, you know, and fall will be here before we know it, Rob. So, with that being said, we do have registration going on for Little League Baseball that's open. The registration will close next Friday the 13th. So, please please, please get registered for baseball, for Little League fall baseball between now and next Friday. You can get registered by going by the main office at Hook Sansbury, by calling, or by going online. You can call at 597-1755, and this is for ages 4 through 12. Excuse me. So if you're between the ages of 4 through 12 and enjoy playing Little League fall ball at the Sportsplex through the Roxborough Little League, please go – I'm sorry, through the Person County Parks and Recreation Department, please go ahead and get signed up for this upcoming season.
336-597-1755 will put you in touch with the friendly folks at the Huck Sansbury office for the Parks and Rec Department. You're welcome to stop in person. That right there at Huck Sansbury. Also, you can log on personcountync.gov for more information. Always something fun to do. Always something going on with the Department of Parks and Recs of Person County. One thing that we want to let you know, if you're someone that enjoys tennis, two tennis courts available for you here in Roxburgh and Person County. One is at Huck Sansbury on Morgan Street. The other one is at Person High School. If you like disc golf, they have a disc golf course at Heiko Lake, Piedmont Community College, and Mayo Park. And from anywhere in the county of Person County, within a 10 to 15 minute drive, you can be at one of the parks that is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. There you will find playground equipment and a walking track. So if you want to get up and walk early in the morning, or if you want to take a late evening stroll, you are welcome to do that at one of the many parks maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. And they do an excellent job, to say the least. LeBron, I want to make mention that Picking by the Lake is going to be on Saturday, September 11th at Mayo Park. Now, I'm probably assuming and sure that you are full for your RVs. But do you have any cabins available for rent that weekend?
Rob, you are correct. We are 100% full for the Picking by the Lake weekend. As far as cabin rentals, I'm just not sure off the top of my head, but if you just give us a call at 597-7806, I can we will be more than happy to answer your questions for that. But as Rob said, yes, it is the Bluegrass Festival going on September the 11th at Mayo. So if you're into bluegrass or like bluegrass music, it just is a place to be at Mayo Lake. It's been a huge success my few years that I've been there. A lot of people always come out, so, and it's definitely been some great music and great performers if you're into bluegrass music. So just come on by or call us for more information, more details.
Well, we're going to take a break from playing in person as it's time for our local news report. And we'll be back with more Playing in Person. It's Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, you mentioned a free movie at the Kirby this Friday.
That is correct, Rob. It's always something going on in the Parks and Recs Department. So with that being said, we've been showing a lot of free movies here lately at the at Mayo, at the amphitheater. It's been a huge success this year. So now it will be one also at the Kirby next Friday, Friday the 13th at 7 o'clock. It is a 100% free movie. At the Kirby. I'm not sure of the movie title, but I do know it is a free movie next Friday, August the 13th at the Kirby. It starts at 7 o'clock, and it's free. But however, if you want to bring buy drinks, popcorn, or little snacks, that is go for a small cost. So so yes, come on out next Friday the 13th and support Person County and the free movie at the Kirby. Also, Rod, one last thing. Adult basketball registration is open. It opened up just yesterday, matter of fact. Adult basketball registration is open for the upcoming season. It's open right now, August 2nd through September the 10th. It's for ages 16 and up. So if you're between ages 16 and up, you are please go ahead and sign up for the upcoming basketball season. through the Parks and Rec Department. The season doesn't start until October the 11th, but like any other thing, it has to, you know, it's a lot that has to go into it, getting the teams together and whatnot, and just, you know, the registration process. So please go ahead and get signed up for that. Get your friends together, try to get a team together, because we need a certain amount of players on each team and a certain amount of teams just to be able to have the upcoming basketball season. Again, registration opened up yesterday, and it goes on through September the 10th. For any more questions, give us a call at 597-1755.
You can also log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information about things going on with the Parks and Rec Department. And also, if you need to look up a telephone number for a certain department, you can do that on the website, PersonCountyNC.gov. LeBron, anything else you want to make mention of right now?
No, Rob, just, you know, continue to be safe out there. And, you know, if you need anything, just let us know.
LeBron, before I let you go, again, I want to ask about the Mayo Park.
Correct.
If folks are wanting more information, they can call 336-597-7806, or they are welcome to stop in person at 1013 Neal Store Road, correct?
That's 100% correct, Ross. Stop in, pay us a visit. We'd be more than happy to assist you, or, you know, and welcome you out.
LeBron, have a wonderful day.
Our listeners do the same.